Jay, you had brought up the issue that journalists are reluctant to either explore or report on any sort of like narcissistic psychological issue with Donald Trump. And I was curious as to whether you had thought, and I never heard of this term before. I heard it on the No Agenda podcast. But could it possibly be related to the Goldwater rule? Mm-hmm. That I mean, obviously journalists are not psychiatrists, but do you think that's a factor?
Yeah, well, the Goldwater rule, let's fill in the context here, is something that the psychology and psychiatry community developed after 1964 when psychiatrists felt free describing Barry Goldwater as kind of nuts. And they psychoanalyzed him from a distance. And upon reflection, the professional associations that govern ethical behavior in psychiatry and psychology took a dim view of the behavior of the professionals who had done that because, they said, you can't make a diagnosis of someone that you have not examined. Right? You can't do it by reading their speeches. You can't do it by watching them on television. And to try and diagnose somebody who you don't have a patient-doctor relationship with is unethical. And I believe the American Psychiatric Association actually passed a rule saying you couldn't do this, which would mean that you would face professional censure. You'd be called unethical if you did. And the American Psychological Association, they're the people who don't have the MDs, they have PhDs, didn't have a rule, but it certainly had an attitude about it. And so that is a factor, because otherwise what journalists could do is they could call up a psychiatrist and they'd say, is Trump a narcissist, you know, and get a quote. And they really aren't able to do that because of this prohibition. But, and that's why you see this subject coming up in things like letters to the editor and opinion columns. And there are like a whole movement of psychiatrists, therapists, and psychologists who are kind of like reacting against this and who have said we shouldn't be restricted. Yeah, by the Goldwater.
Constrained.
Yeah. And then there are others who say no, it's still unethical. So it's sort of like a tug of war within the profession. But there's nothing to prevent journalists from learning about narcissistic personality disorder and saying, man, he has quite a few of the characteristics associated with this diagnosis. But my point was not so much that journalists should be like clinicians and pronouncing the president sick. It's more that many of his actions don't make any sense without a concept like that. That was my point. Not that they should play doctor, but that it's hard to understand who the president is and why he's doing what he's doing unless you use something like that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thanks.